det? Är det en ubåt?
In 1980, the Navy spotted the fin of a submarine outside the island of Utö in the Stockholm archipelago. The submarine headed for Swedish waters, as if it was challenging the destroyers. The incident would be the first in a series of submarine hunts that would dominate the Navy operations throughout the 1980s. The most widely known submarine incident took place in October 1981. One morning, two fishermen caught sight of a Soviet submarine, the U-137, stranded in a restricted military area in the Karlskrona archipelago. The situation became very tense when the military noted that, in addition, Soviet warships were headed for Sweden. Did they come to salvage the submarine? The ships stopped at the Swedish border, but the situation remained tense for several days. But following diplomatic negotiations and interrogation of the commander, the submarine could return home. What caused the most unease among the public was the fact that the submarine turned out to be armed with nuclear weapons. In October 1982, the Navy believed they had trapped a foreign submarine in the Hårsfjärden Bay near the Muskö naval base outside Stockholm. Forty-four depth charges and four mines were detonated to stop the submarine, but it managed to slip past the Swedish forces nonetheless. And to this day, the incident is subject to much debate. Was it NATO or the Warsaw Pact that violated Swedish territory? Some people even doubt that there ever was a submarine in the area. In February and March of 1984, the Navy hunted submarines outside Karlskrona. This would become one of the longest submarine hunts that lasted for almost 2 months and engaged over 1,000 members of the armed forces. The general public was very much involved too and submitted reports on suspected frogmen and miniature submarines. Despite the fact that depth charges and other weapons were used on several occasions, the hunt proved fruitless. In the late 1980s, the Navy had improved its submarine hunting skills and was permitted to use live ammunition to a greater extent than before. In 1988, contact was made with a suspected submarine in the Hevringebukten Bay outside Oxelösund. And without warning, 84 anti-submarine grenades and 60 depth charges were fired. But again, the Navy failed to force the submarine to the surface. The submarine hunts took place in the Swedish archipelago. But since the radio, TV and newspapers made great efforts to follow the activities, the public could experience most of them up close. In this way, the submarine hunts came to involve the Swedish people to a great extent. To this day, the submarine hunts continue to provoke interest and debate. One question that has been very much discussed is the nationality of the submarines. There is no proof, since the U-137 is the only submarine that has ever been identified. No other submarine has ever surfaced.